Speaker 1.
What struck me most was just how arrogant the man is. I mean, he's a fine actor, and I really like everything he's been in. That's why I bought the book. But that doesn't mean that his opinions on politics and the world really matter. He seems to think they do, and that because he's been in a few successful films, people should listen to his views on everything and take them seriously. Actually, he talks a lot of rubbish about all that, and that really irritated me. I wanted to read about his early life and struggles, how he got to the top and all that. But he hardly mentions that, or anything about his private life. It's really put me off him.
Speaker 2.
I got the book because a friend recommended it, not because I was particularly interested in the man. In fact, from his public image on TV, I thought he was a ghastly person. Self-important, fiercely ambitious, and not at all likable is how he appears to me. So I was very surprised to find that he isn't actually like that at all. That's just for public consumption. In reality, he's a decent person who puts family and friendship first, and he comes across as the sort of person you could have a pleasant chat with. He's certainly gone up in my estimation.
Speaker 3.
His family seemed to have played a very important part in his career, and he talks about how much help they gave him in the early days, paying for coaches and taking him to tournaments all over the place. But he admits that after he made it to the top, he didn't treat them at all well. He talks about how much pressure he was under once he became a champion, and how he struggled to deal with all the attention from the media and fans. We always saw him smiling in victory, but he says that he was really horrible to the people who were closest to him. It just shows that appearances can be deceptive.
Speaker 4.
Of course, people always say that comedians are actually very sad people, but that doesn't seem to be the case here. With him, it seems to be very much what you see is what you get. The book's full of really funny stories, and he makes fun of everything, from some of the things that happened during his childhood to the big issues in the world today. He seems to have come from a very peculiar family, and his descriptions of them are really amusing. You get the impression that there is no difference between his personality on stage and on screen and what he's like when he's not performing.
Speaker 5.
It's quite an uplifting story, really. A real rags-to-riches one. Of course, I knew all about his enormous success as a businessman, but I didn't know anything about his background. It certainly wasn't a privileged one, and he seems to have grown up in poverty with a family who didn't really care about him at all. The way he describes his childhood, it's hard to imagine how it could have been any worse. So the fact that he managed to go from that to such incredible success and wealth makes for a really interesting story. You don't get much of an idea of the real person, but the story is great.